delightful place to be here. I live here now. I'm getting involved everywhere. Last night I went to see a show at a theatre in Miracle Mile. It sounded very exciting, an evening of triple X Roman plays. I thought, that sounds very sexy. It's just 30 plays. Tremendously disappointing. Some of you got that before the punchline. Well done. You guys are smart. My brother's very smart. He's got Asperger's, so if you give him a Rubik's Cube, it takes him like 25 seconds to say thank you. To give him credit, he wrote that joke. I don't get it. So I'm Chris, I'm 28, I've never had a beard, so you win. I can't grow a beard, I don't have a chin. That is, that's a better joke for you guys, because you get this view the whole of the gig. You just put your fist to your chin to hide it as if you feel bad. Don't worry, I can still do everything you can do. Except fold a towel. That's not people say comedy, you know, you've either got it or you haven't. Bad genetics, that's what you gotta have. So yeah, I'm British. We like our tea with milk and our penises with foreskins. And it seems the easier way as well. And like, there was a news story about this American guy who confused super glue with lubricant. And I know, what a nightmare. All his bookshelves fell off the walls. All his model aeroplanes. But on the plus side, the propellers do spin rather well. I did some research. I found out why you guys do it. Apparently, it's they collect all those foreskins up, they knit them together, and they make a president. You applaud now. I've been doing that joke for 8 years. So cheeky. Ooh, catchphrase. I'm marrying an American, and not just in case he sees that joke and tries to deport me. I'm marrying an American because I love her very much. We met in Oxford in the United Kingdom, where I'm from. We met 4 years ago at a fundraiser for the MS Society, which is a great cause, because why should a woman's title reveal her marital status? That is actually... And she's great, and it's weird to kind of look how far we've come, because you know, we're engaged, but like when it started, like the first time we went to stay at her parents' house, her dad would not let us sleep together, which was disappointing because he's very sexy. And now, like, I wish I could show you a picture of her so you can see like a real world example of someone batting way above their average, because she's substantially less attractive than me. No, I jest, I'm joking. I love her very much, she's called Alice. Just when we started going out, why is the name Alice funny? It's not. When we started going out, I wrote her a poem. I'd always wanted to be a poet, but so I grew up in Manchester originally, and I wanted to be a beat poet. But in Manchester, beat poets, that's not a thing, that's an instruction. So I moved to Oxford, and I wrote a poem, and I, you know, you guys are all smart and civilized, you'll enjoy it, so this is the poem I wrote for Alice, a beat poem, so it's cool. Not loser poetry. Okay, here we go. Poem. It's not cheeky. Call me paranoid, because I suspect that you already do. But I dread that day that you speak like American spell and say, I don't need you. You're a hot date, you're my best mate. And guys ask, you're with that? You get male attention, you're batting away, dick, like a lucky cat. Strength's not my strong point, and neither are looks. By both yardsticks, those guys are fitter. Think I need to catch up, keep on moving, or die like a shark or cement mixer. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Wise words that were written by ABBA in a rhyme scheme that's AABB. You flipped my whole world upside down. You changed the way I saw things, like the Vatican ran by Richard Dawkins or Stephen Hawking. Walking. You... No, don't, no. You're the only one clapping. It's a bad job. You've long blonde hair or a very short back. It's quite hard to decide. But when I'm with you, I'm on cloud nine, which is German for clear skies. Your follies and foibles, but you overlook mine, so like Frozen, I let it go, but the fact remains it's unacceptable that Gossip Girl is your favourite show. I hate it. My anus repeatedly clenches when I hear XO, XO, which, depicted typographically, is how that clenching would go. I love you from 0 to 50 on a scale of shades of grey. I love you from 0 to 2359 on a 24-hour display. With you, I feel invincible, like controlling Australia in Risk. You're sexier than 30. Roman plays. Kiss. 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 Yeah, that's that. Clapping poetry. Ooh. I just recycled the punchline there. Some people say it's a callback. No, I just think that XXX punchline is both elegant and the only joke that I have that can win you a game of tic-tac-toe. Which, we don't call it that in the UK, we call it clenched and unclenched anuses. poetry, I didn't then pursue poetry, but after I kind of moved into, I wanted to do everything. My big passion for a long time when I was a teenager was hip-hop. I wanted to be a rapper because I heard the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem. Some of you guys might know him by his Roman name, Thousand and Thousand. And I listened to that, and I really wanted to be a rapper. And I was 12 years old listening to Dr. Dre. I thought it was pronounced Dr. Dr. E. And I was like, that's what they call them for the two PhDs. It's a Mr. E. Full disclosure, no one ever gets that joke. Thank you. But my thing was, I was listening to hip-hop and my mum didn't like it. She said the violent, misogynistic lyrics and imagery made me a worse person. And I don't know what that bitch-ass slut's talking about. But I would rap about what she wanted me to rap about. And so we'll do that for you guys. So lovely people of the Virgil, if you could hear a hip-hop song about anything in the world, what would it be about? Everyone here, think of a word, think of a topic, think of a phrase. There are three rules. Number one, no food. Number two, no animals. Those are obvious, boring, simple. We don't want that. Number three, nothing too obvious in general. People always think of like sports and all these, just like go wild. The best suggestion I've ever had was 9th century crop rotation. I'm not saying you're going to beat it, but we can aim for those lofty peaks. So, wait, one second. The Birds of Arizona, was that? Yeah. Lovely, I love it. It's the first suggestion. I'm going to take four more. What was that?
Picasso.
I love it. Picasso, the Birds of Arizona. Let's take three more.
Getting fired on your birthday.
Cartography. What was that?
Getting fired on your
birthday. Oh, getting fired on your birthday. Cartography, the Birds of Arizona, and Picasso. And one final one.
Florida.
Well, you said necrophilia, but someone shouted something louder over there, and thankful for that. Was it Florida?
Sure was.
Fucking old dead people. It's exactly the same suggestion as that. This is going to be a freestyle. It's made up on the spot. It's entire. It's never been performed before, never again. It'll be about all those things. Don't worry. It will probably be reasonably good. We'll start with the Birds of Arizona. Yeah, you never see this. The main Arizona bird. I call that the Phoenix. Oh, very clever. We flying down there. I could learn to fly like a plane by the air tower. I see the bird like a tiny sparrow. It walks by me, hops by. I say hello. I'm looking up to the sky. An Arizona magpie. I doff my cap as the guy flies by, a monochrome bird with the three claws on his feet, walking round making nest oh so neat. Maybe got plovers and cardinals I've never known, cause I've never gone outside this world. I don't bornithologize, I never even twitch. That's the slang for bird watching, I scratch the itch. Next thing, I wanna go to a place so torrid, y'all. I wanna get some swamps going down to Florida. All the people, we know they are aged. Going to Orlando, I might say this in May. I'm doing the fringe over there, so I'll keep it on the DL, cause I'll submit a tape if this set goes well, and they might kick me out keep me away. They got the coast horrible, all the hurricanes. So maybe I just go for a very brief period. The next thing, I like the blue period of Van Gogh and Picasso. We're going into France, but he's from Spain, don't you know? You can go to Nice, it's kind of on the border. Go and see all of his paintings in order. His main museum, when he was like 13, he was a good portrait artist, so keen. But then the next room, he starts fucking shit up. And all of the guys, they're like, ooh, our eyes lit up. We love Pablo, we think he is the best. Why does he always wearing photos, the black and white striped vest, saying, oh, look at me, I'm a French, but not as good as Dali. I know he's Spanish as well. Yeah, pull him all nighter, move on like Spanish like a bullfighter. Next thing we do, we've got two more. We're gripping like the birds, taking that in our claws. Remind me what the other one was that we need to do. Okay, cartography, I'm scaling for you is the thing. Yeah, getting all the little contours. Key at the side of the map doesn't open doors, but it tells you what the map is meant to mean. I would study with a geodometer so keen. That's a good reference if you make maps in your spare time. Mapping out regions on a Sunday, bring it to the next day, I call it Mapper Monday. Funny Latin pun that we did there. What's the last thing that we need to take here? What's the last one? Which one? Picasso, we did that! Birthday. Oh mate, this is fucking amazing. Last one. I'm sorry if this happened to you. Okay, I see you looking sad, see you looking forlorn. You're like, please boss, this is like the day I was born. And if you're 1 year old, I can see why he'd fire you. He's like, you just sit there, suck your thumb and poo. But if you're older, of working age, maybe celebrating is not all the rage. Maybe he got angry that you turned up drunk. We finished their freestyle rap with some slight funk. There you go.